Episode 152. What is freedom? This is hour one of three, and this week we talk about sneaking into college. We say words we aren't supposed to say, and Silky Smooth apologizes. The parts where we say words we aren't supposed to say, this is all several months. We recorded this in May of 2012, and it's well before any of this junk with Daniel Tosh or any of that stuff kind of happened, where the world is talking about words that you're not allowed to make jokes out of and all that junk. So again, we're ahead of the curve, but kind of not really, because we're not releasing until 3 months later. Whatever. I hope you love the show. Thanks for listening. Anybody?
Thanks for traveling by tooting.
You want to come over and help? All right, come on.
Can I say a word?
You can say whatever you want.
No,
just leave that on, please.
Thanks for listening.
Right. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm in the room.
Hello.
Bum 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 bum.
George.
No, that's not it.
Char. Marge.
There it is.
Sorry. I have 68 notes.
I have no notes.
Well done. Ah, shit.
I continue my awesome streak of like being here and enjoying it, but not putting any work in at all.
I thought I had, No, I didn't think I had it at all. I was going to look for that book you were telling me about.
What book?
The This Thing or That Thing book.
Oh, yeah.
But I forgot to look for it.
I started reading a book.
Is it up there anywhere? You see it?
I don't know what This Thing or That Thing looks like.
I don't know either.
So
I think you would know it if you saw it, maybe.
It might be.
Do you see it?
No.
How about now?
Still no. I started reading a book. You know what it's called?
Nope.
It's that Mark Maron talks about it on his show a fair amount. The Denial of Death. That's interesting. So far, I'm pretty early.
I don't know it, I don't think. I don't know that I've paid attention to him talking about it.
It's this dude, I guess, who did a bunch of research on like people and their feelings about death and like the hero complex and sort of like, I'm at the point now where like he just barely discussed the hero complex. And from what I can gather, like, it's basically, like, people want to be a hero so they'll be remembered. So even, because we all know, like, you're going to die, dude. Like, everybody dies. So the thought is that, like, if you're a big enough hero, that you'll sort of live on past that.
That's a weird thing, isn't it? Like, having that legacy is strange to me. I don't understand it, because, like, what the fuck do you care if your name is plastered all over some shit when you're dead?
Well,
you don't really care, do you?
I think people do.
People obviously do, but I don't understand why.
Like, I feel like part of my issue with it is that I just, all you have to do is extend that timeline, I don't know, 5,000 years,
yeah,
and nobody gives a fuck.
Yeah.
Like, not only does your family not give a fuck, yeah, but like the architect who built the pyramids, give those shits another fucking 5,000 years.
Yeah.
Like, everything just rots and turns to dust eventually. Like, so even with that, it seems short-sighted from my perspective. Yeah. That, like, well, fine, all right, you give yourself 10,000 years of people being like, that Edison dude, motherfucker, right? Like, but eventually everybody's like, whatever, we've always had lights. Yeah. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a shit who Edison is and what he did.
Jefferson?
Yeah, that's the guy.
Yeah.
That's the guy.
I was confused for a minute.
Had that famous duel.
Slap the dude with a white glove.
Yep.
And, okay.
That's him.
Yep.
American History 101.
Sweet.
Those are the basics. I was thinking about, speaking of American history and studies in general, I was thinking about, like, trying to just, like, sneak into big college classes.
I think, well, you can go and audit shit, can't you?
Well, yeah, but, like, you still
have to be sneakier.
I think you still have to, like, pay something, right?
I don't know that you do.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know that you do.
That could be kind of cool, then.
Yeah.
I'd still like to do it even more down low than that.
Like, wearing ninja masks and stuff.
But, like, I was thinking, like, especially, like, in a small room, you'd have to audit, right? Like, if it's a room of, like, 30 people, it's been my experience that they take attendance, and that they're not just going to, like, oh, and that guy never raises his hand or tells us his name for attendance. But, like, in an auditorium, you can
just go in.
Fucking learn the shit out of it. Because I got big. I got back into iTunes U and have been listening to this John Searle philosophy of the mind class, course, whatever. And I was thinking to myself, like, I just go down to, like, U blank and fucking, like, just cruise and just find some shit and be like, this dude's kind of dope. Like, I got an hour and a half, 2 hours to, you know, like, whatever.
Do they have reviews of professors online somewhere?
Yeah, Rate My Professor.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. Chili Peppers, dude. You don't know about Chili Peppers?
No.
It's for hotness.
What that means?
I swear to God, dude, Rate My Professor. And you can, like, star them. Rate My Professor.
Okay.
RateMyProfessor.com. Yeah. You can star, like, this dude's 4 stars because he does these things, and, like, he was super quick getting our homework back to us and blah, blah, blah. This dude's 1 star. He sucks. But then they've got a sub, and I think there's only one extra thing that you can rate them on, and that's their physical attractiveness.
Jesus Christ.
So you can give them, like, a number of chili peppers for physical attractiveness. Which I would love to see. Like, are dudes getting those chili peppers?
Yeah.
Or is it weird. Just... Because let's be honest, I think it's just chicks. I think it's just women being...
Maybe. I think college girls, though, might be down with that kind of shit.
I think that find their professors attractive. Yeah. What I don't think that they would do is then go online and think, like, well, out of 5 chili peppers... Professor Johnson, because that's the perfect name for the professor that we're talking about. Professor Johnson is really only like
anatomy class
3.5, right?
Yeah,
because I have a father complex, and I know that's what really the root of this is. Yeah. I took psych, I know what's up.
The sounds of drinking beverages.
Yeah, Searle's like he was talking about one of the more interesting things he was talking about, like. I'm going to do a really shitty job explaining it, but I've been on this big, like, philosophy kick.
Okay.
Oh, and philosophy podcast, The Partially Examined Life.
The what?
The Partially Examined Life.
Okay.
It comes from that Socrates quote, the unexamined life is not worth living.
Okay.
So, they're, like, 3 dudes, or 4 dudes now, I think, who, like, got their master's and were pursuing their PhD in philosophy and were going to be professors.
Yeah.
And then just were like, fuck it. Like, for one reason or another, for good or bad reasons, whatever they were.
Yeah.
And so then they pick, like, hey, we're going to read Descartes' Meditations 1 and 2. So we'll be on, it's like a monthly podcast. Yeah. They give you the reading before. You don't, but then they present it in a way that you don't have to have read it.
Okay.
But, so it's nice because it's, one, it's high-minded enough to be interesting and to buy that these dudes, like, have any knowledge at all in what the fuck they're talking about. But they keep it lowbrow enough. They're like the fucking Neil Tyson of that world, where, like, they keep it understandable but talk about it in a way that still makes it, like, whoa, this is crazy.
Yeah.
So, Searle was talking about this, like, the common thought, one of the common thoughts now, I guess, about, like, mind, which is not your brain, but, like... you know what I mean?
Okay.
He was saying that, like, it's mind is to body what hardware is to soft. No, what software is to hardware.
Okay. Yeah, I can make that make sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so that, and then tied it into. You've heard of Ray Kurzweil, right?
Nope.
Really?
I don't think so.
This is. I haven't watched the doc, but I've heard good things about it. Where he's talking about, like, we're just going to upload our consciousness or our minds, sure, like, onto a legit hard drive, and you just have backups, and it's essentially forever. You know, like, you can live forever, which is an interesting thought, but I'm confused on how it works without, like, fingers and toes and shit. Like, what good's a consciousness if I can't stick my dick in something?
I presume the unless you know, you're, like, unless you're body farming. So here's a new body for you. Just
right. We'll plug you in, and we've got a backup on reserve. Yeah, but like, because like to me, that's a big part of living is, and not just sticking my dick in something, but like eating an amazing steak,
sure,
or like running through a field of posies or whatever the fuck people do. You know what I mean?
Never done that one.
You've never, like, and just a nice outdoor experience.
Nope.
Ever?
Nope.
Every. So you've been outdoors.
I've been outdoors.
Every time, it's absolutely miserable.
Terrifying.
Huh. Yeah. What? Like.
I'm not sure.
Can't even pin. It's so frightening you can't pinpoint specifics.
I close my eyes typically.
Huh.
Like, just, yeah. Like, just. Yeah, it's hard to drive.
So you have a driver. I was going to just. Yeah. I was going to ask, do you have a driver?
No, not usually. I've been lucky.
But when you're in the car, you're not outside.
That's correct, yeah. So it's not
so you're cool then.
Yeah, but if I open the window, it's bad news.
Okay.
Like, drive-thrus, terrifying. Like, really, really scary.
Well, that's not an unfounded fear. I mean, drive-thrus are... Yeah.
Or if it's hot out, that's bad.
What about cold?
Not so much.
You're cool with cold?
Yeah, I'm okay. In the car, yes. Because then I don't have to have the windows open.
Oh, right, yeah. Okay.
But it's only...
Just bundle up.
Typically only the side of me that's really scared.
Like, the side that's facing the out. Okay.
Yeah.
What about your butt? Like,
usually fine.
But that's pretty close to the outside. Yeah, like,
it usually is okay. Yeah.
So it's not necessarily its closeness to the outside as your ability to perceive the outside.
Perhaps,
from,
yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That's fascinating.
Yeah. It's
well,
really
some
weird.
People are into it.
Well.
You're not the
outside?
Only person. Yeah.
Okay.
Some people are into
I've
it.
I've heard that, and it's weird. I can't.
Where's your dog poop?
He's fine with outside. He's not scared of it at all.
So there's just a mound of dog shit out there?
Yeah. Well, to an extent. I mean, I let it get pretty rough. But then
to the point where you don't need to see it to know that you're scooping.
Basically, yes.
Of dog
shit. Just go out and wave my hands around.
Until you find the mound. Okay. Yeah. Well, it sounds like you're, you know.
Well on my way.
Well, and you work inside, like, not well in your way, but that you're managing, like anyone with some sort of crazy complex, that you're managing those fears.
All right.
Your dog is loud, man.
Welcome to Snort Coffee, live from the parlor at the Egghead.com compound. It's me and Joel Dream. Hi.
Next to the Egghead.dog pound.
We got a... Barky, barky ass dog that's about
to
come inside.
I don't know if anybody can hear that.
Who let my dog out?
You.
I did. Yeah, you can find us places like there or there.
Here, too.
We are here.
Mm-hmm.
Just right now, though.
Right now.
What the hell? All right, I'm going to go let that doggy barky bark barker.
So we'll just sit quietly until you get back.
Hey, dog.
He's putting him in the basement. He's walking back into the room.
That was the sound of my pants.
He's back.
I think I'm sinking.
This is weird.
Oh. Quicksand?
Yeah.
Hi, Joel.
Hi, Austin. What are we going to talk about today?
I have no idea.
Have you seen any movies or anything?
It's a crazy Thursday. This is our second, I think, Thursday.
Really?
Thursday evening recording. Yeah.
Was I in on the first one?
I don't believe so. I think it was just me and Matt. Yeah. That is, it'll end up being 146, I think. I'm three shows ahead right now on show notes.
Look at you. Ooh.
I sat here all this past weekend and just listened to shit.
This one will be easy to note because there's no content.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Just be a blank page uploaded to the site.
Yep. That'll be cool. That's almost what the current week that we're on is. Pretty.
Oh, we had a slow one?
Short. No, not slow. Just not many notes from it, really.
Oh, okay.
Hard to.
You should, if you're throwing up notes, spell Cyril's name right and Kurzweil. I know you don't link anymore, so I'm not asking for that.
Not very often, okay.
But, like, just iTunes you. If you found this, you're.
Yeah.
And especially, like, we actually have a better, because it's funny to hear, like, people tell the people that already found their show, like, how to find their show.
Yeah.
I always think that's funny, but, like, you could presumably do it for, what's the biggest podcast? WTF?
WTF or fucking Corolla.
Or Corolla, right. Yeah. So, like, I could get it for those jabronis.
Yeah.
Like, because you're only at the top filter of it.
Yeah.
But, like, if you found this, there's only six other people in the world who've managed to do it.
That's a good call.
Two of them are here.
Exactly.
So, you'll be fine. Like, just John Searle. Yeah, he teaches at Berkeley.
Right on.
Yeah. iTunes U. There's a lot of cool shit on iTunes U. I mean, anything, like, obviously everybody has their specific sort of interest areas, but, like, politics and philosophy are probably my two. But I think a lot of history would be pretty dope.
Yeah.
And, like, I was surprised, so I emailed the dude, like, hey, can't find a link to a reading list anywhere on, like, I'd actually like to take this, because I've done it before, but never followed along in the reading.
Sure.
And so I was thinking, like, it would be cool to follow along in the reading and, like, actually know what he's, I still listen to it at work or while I'm doing dishes, so it's not like I'm going to take notes.
Yeah.
But if I were up on the reading, it would probably make more sense.
Yeah, sure.
And so, and I actually got an email back from fucking UC Berkeley professor that was like, here's a link to the syllabus.
Sweet.
Boom. Done.
Oh, yeah.
So, and you could do that for, you know, history. I'm sure those, cause I think it's still like.
The stumbling block for me is I got to go to iTunes to get it.
Well.
Which kind of sucks.
You don't, you do. At least with Berkeley.
Yeah.
Like with this one, cause I went to their website.
Can you say Berkeley just a little more nasally, please?
Berkeley?
Just that one time was.
I went to their website.
Berkeley?
I went to their website trying to find, the syllabus or whatever.
Yeah.
And they don't have it up. Like they're not using Lisbon or anybody to host it. Like I couldn't. Everything was a link to iTunes. Yeah. So that blows. But I wouldn't be at all surprised if there were. And there are other like sort of non, you know, University of Texas or.
Yeah, I've not done any kind of looking into that shit.
There's one called the Open University.
I got to find shit that I want to learn about.
Well, you're like, aren't you a history guy?
To an extent, but I don't really care enough to spend time on it.
Well, it's just content.
Yeah.
Like, I'm at the point where I listen to podcasts so much that, especially at work, it's nice to have like a couple podcasts where I'm like, Joe Rogan's a good one only because he's like 2.5 hours long every fucking show.
Yeah.
So instead of reaching into my pocket and pausing my fucking podcast, I can just pop it out and not be like, I'm missing what I want to hear.
Yeah.
So.
It's snowing.
And they're sort of, I feel like the university stuff is kind of like that because it's dry as fuck.
Yeah.
But every now and then you'll be like, oh, like wetware is an interesting word. And like, that's like, oh, this is, oh, he links to that Kurzweil guy. And that's how that worked. Like,
okay.
And you'll pick up on little sort of bits and pieces.
Yeah.
That and what was the other podcast thing that I wanted to talk about? It's not Audible. It's free Audible for stuff that's in the public domain. LibriVox.
There you go. Been listening to shit out of Mark Twain shit.
Have you really?
Yeah. Yeah. Since you suggested Letters from Earth, I picked up on a little bit and then over the past not so much over the past week or two, but like 3 to 7 or 8 weeks ago, really digging in some. Just got done. Well, I'm 30 pages from done with Following the Equator, which we might have already discussed. Which you can get on LibriVox.
Well, I'd imagine almost all of his shit you can get on LibriVox. He's a super fucking famous dude, which helps.
Yeah.
And two, all his stuff is in the public domain.
There's a lady that reads some of his shit that's really hard to listen to because she's like
that's Wisconsin the downfall of LibriVox. Something.
Yeah, it's like...
Also the name.
Yeah.
I don't like the name.
Like this lady's like Wisconsin accent or something where everything is angled up.
Don't you know?
Pitch. Yeah. Yeah, everything's like that. So you can't really get any kind of story out of it. It's hard to grasp as a story more than just somebody reading.
Right.
There's a dude that does it that's pretty good. It does a couple of his books at least.
I don't even need pretty good. Just like give me average and like don't give me. And I almost wonder like, can you like email them and say, hey, that lady sucks. Like, I'm sure she's a nice person and all, but it's difficult for me to.
Yeah, I don't know.
Do you mind if I like give you another?
I think like they ask for volunteers all the time. Yeah. So yeah, I imagine.
But I wonder if like the volunteers apply to this current recording sucks for one reason or another. I've heard some. That are, like,
I've seen several versions of different books.
Okay.
With potentially different readers. So I think they'll just, you just upload it and, and here you go.
Then there's pop, there's another version on there.
Yeah.
Yeah. One of the dudes I listened to was like a father from, not a father, but like a religious father from, Detroit.
Nice.
Which I think is cool. I like the DIY. Cause you know, in a lot of those cases, like who's going to go record a Mark Twain book into a microphone unless accent be damned? They're a big fan.
Yeah.
Like, you're not going to do that for just,
no, probably
this
not.
Guy was okay. I'll do him.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Tom Sawyer Abroad. Very good.
Does he still say the N-word? That gets him in a lot of trouble here in the States.
A little bit in that one. Huck Finn was the most N-worded. Tom Sawyer, Adventures of Tom Sawyer, not so much.
Well, those are interesting because specifically those two seem to me to be like within the young adult age range.
Yeah.
They're definitely like Tom Sawyer is for young adult and Huck Finn is for early adolescent
kids,
like early teen.
Yeah. Yeah, but the context of nigger in that book is so fucked up that like it's just what it was the fucking 1850s or something.
Well,
I
was having a conversation with the guy today and like
yeah
or not today but this week and we were talking about he was talking about that book being banned for that and I thought like how awful of a teacher do you have to be and like are there gonna be kids that snicker in your class? Yes there's assholes everywhere.
Maybe
we're surrounded by assholes.
Do you think kids nowadays actually know what nigger means? Like you think so?
I think they have some context depending on, for it. I don't think it's the same.
Dayton is probably considerably more kids that know that than Kettering or Oakwood or something like that, I guess.
There's racists everywhere. I think they know that it's a derogatory term for black people.
Okay.
I think that's commonly.
Yeah, but
I think, like, actually, and I'm going to keep saying it this way, the N-word is a great... It's a beautiful, like, he's giving you a gift there. You know what the gift that he's giving you is? Let's talk about what the fuck was going on.
Yeah.
Let's talk about how that word was used to, like, beat the fuck out of people, essentially, emotionally or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, let's talk about the, like.
But that's not the way it's read ever in Huckleberry Finn or any of that.
Of course
shit,
not. You know? And then we can also have this discussion that leads into the early presidency, into the early presidents of, and the founding of this country, where it's like, yeah, they were racist. Like, they were in, like, they had slaves, but it's not the same thing as, like, being a member of the Ku Klux Klan, right? Like, it was, that's just what was up.
Yeah.
Like, everybody was doing it, and it doesn't make it right, but it doesn't make it the same kind of wrong as going out onto somebody's front lawn and sticking a fucking cross in the yard and setting it on fire.
Exactly. Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, it's
one
a big
way,
grayscale.
Yeah. In one way, there's, I'm sure, how many plantations of, we're going to give you room and board. You're going to do some work out in the fields.
Right.
We're going to leave you alone otherwise. You're going to have your free time to go do what you please and all that shit.
Right. But look at a white woman and watch your fucking eyes get gouged out. Like,
I kind of doubt that was the case for...
maybe not on the plantation, on those good plantations, yeah, yeah. But out in the streets, yeah. Who knows who caught you looking.
Yeah, and I don't, like, without having been a slave back in the day, it's hard. I mean, maybe it's all whips and fucking, and being locked up in a whatever. You just get gruel for your dinner every meal for years and years and years.
And your wife gets fucked by the master and shitting out little Thomas Jeffersons all over the place.
But I wonder also, like, how much weird...
This show's always about race, isn't it?
It really is.
Two white dudes talking about race.
I wonder how much weird, like, anti-slavery propaganda in the black community has been like, oh no, we were always, everybody was like trashed, you know, everybody was whipped, everybody was chained to the walls when they weren't out in the fields, everybody was eating gruel for every meal for all their life, you know?
Well, again, like...
So I wonder, like, at that point, if that started happening at some point of time, did that just get passed on as that's the way it was? When really, let's say, 80% were actually decent plantations that, no, they're just our field workers, and they get their time off to do what they want, and we feed them decent food, and like...
Not their freedom, because we bought them. Like, I'm saying, let's not paint this with two...
But what is freedom? I'm not free. You're not free.
Absolutely. You know? It's,
like, am I a slave? I don't think so.
In a looser context.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure, but at the same time, like, you know, I don't know.
Well, but you can move to North Carolina if you want.
Sure.
You could, like, it wouldn't be easy.
Sure. Yeah.
But even if you just wanted to, like, you know what? Fuck this mortgage and fuck, like, my kids and fuck my car payment and fuck everything.
Yeah.
I'm going to get on a bus and just live somewhere else now. Sure. Like, you have that freedom.
Yeah.
But I agree that, like, well, what we're talking about generally, in my opinion, is that grayscale thing, right? Like, where, yeah, there's some black and there's some white, but there's very little of it. And what really we're talking about, because there were a lot, from my understanding, there were a lot of, like, slaves that when everybody was like, we're getting the fuck out of here, like, fuck this shit. They were like, hold on, guys.
Yeah,
we got it.
So nice here.
Like, it's not that bad.
Yeah.
And so there's, I just think there's a lot of nuance, and we don't have to, what I'm not looking for is not the impossible, which would be to cover all of that nuance.
Yeah.
One, let's acknowledge nuance, that it exists. That's just step one. And then two, give me a smattering. That's a nice word. You like that word? Give me both ends of the scale. Give me a 75, a 25, and a 50. Give me a ballpark of what the fuck we're talking about. And then at the end of the ballpark, say, everybody was in different places. And what are you gonna do?
I think
you should say the N-word again.
I think in the context of Huckleberry Finn, you got kids, it's a good opportunity to say, hey, this is this weird stigmatic word, and that's not the right, I guess it has a stigma.
It has a stigma, right.
Where, no, they just, if there was a black person, call them a nigger. Like, what, like, it, that's just what you called them.
Right. That's essentially their name.
So, it doesn't make sense to me that, oh, now we can't say it. Was that, like...
Well, I get not saying it in a social setting, right? Only because it's hurtful to people. Like, I'm willing to do that.
But is it only hurtful because we haven't really just fucking laid it out there and said, well, of course,
we've never had I'm not sure we've ever had, like, an honest, at least I don't think I've ever had an honest, open, or seen an honest, open conversation about, like, race and what that word means to people and the feelings that it brings up. Is that what you're asking?
To an extent, yeah. I mean, is it because we didn't get for the past 20 years now where we've been pretty, granted, maybe I'm just lucky and have been brought up in a relatively mixed
white
world. No, mixed, a mixed world where.
No, I just mean you were lucky because you were born white is what I meant.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. With that, yes.
Okay.
No, raised in a mixed
society
where black people are here, white people are here, you know.
Asians and Latin.
Exactly. Latin Americans, where it's like it doesn't, there was never any kind of racism, anything. Well, and isn't that a good time?
There was
to
never
say,
that blatant racism that we were talking about. There was never that. You never were in a place where you saw somebody nail a cross and set it on fire. You never saw that violent, sure, vehement racism. Because sure, I would argue that I think institutional racism still exists. I know I'm a super liberal pinko, whatever. I've also decided, did I tell you that pinko is my word?
Yes, I think okay, we went good. Over that. Yeah, somewhere
so
down the line.
I can only use that, okay, but I'm a total pinko in that way where I. And to me, it's easily seen in statistics where drug use across the board is pretty even among the races, but drug busts,
sure,
seem to tilt very heavily against African Americans.
Sure. It just seems like should I be like, if someone were to call me a Nazi because I'm a fucking, I've got German heritage and I'm pretty Aryan kind of dude, like, should I be upset about, like, I don't fucking care.
Well, I think that.
And maybe that's not the right comparison.
I do think it's different. I don't think that word has ever been used to denigrate all people with German heritage. At least in the States, right? And it hasn't been a thing where, like, in fact, I was called a Nazi when I worked at the same place that you work at now.
Okay.
I, like, shave my head as I do. I'm getting ready to in the summertime. It's warm. I don't want to deal with my hair.
Sure.
And I went, like, super buzz, like, went no guard.
Yeah.
And this dude called me a Nazi, and I didn't have to worry about somebody overhearing that.
Yeah.
And then saying, like, fuck, I guess Joel's a not, like, I never really knew. Like, maybe sure, we should okay, rethink him working here. Maybe, yeah, like, that makes me see him in a different light.
Right.
That's a different, and I'm not sure even that actually applies when we're talking about the N-word. Yeah. Right.
If you're going to call somebody a nigger, like, well, no, that just makes the person that said nigger an asshole. So,
right.
Like.
Well, I do think that it is the same in that way.
Yeah.
Where the guy who called me a Nazi, he did it jokingly, but if it was not done jokingly,
sure,
then he would have been an asshole.
Yeah. The show note that I've got was, I was listening to You Made It Weird, where Pete Holmes was saying something about the N-word and just calling it the N-word, and then there it was Dana Gould, I think. It was Gould,
I think.
Gould.
Yeah. Like the Spooky Scaries, I think. Matched with what his people gather together. Wow. Racism rears its ugly head again.
talking about, like, retard and talking about, like, fag and talking about all this shit. I think it was it came up in the context of how you couldn't be from Boston and not call people fags or retards or queers just because of the accent. And that's what they said to people.
Right.
And how it's this crazy taboo of all this language that you can't use anymore.
Well, you can. I always feel like that's a miss. And I'm sorry, I don't mean to cut you off.
No, go ahead.
But I just mean that, like, I heard somebody say this, and so I don't remember who it was, but somebody said it once, that you can do it. Like, yeah, there's just consequences. Just like you can rob a bank.
Yeah.
There's fucking consequences. Like, and maybe you can get away with that shit in Boston for calling somebody a queer or whatever. But, like, if you do it in other places, I'm not saying it's right in Boston either. I'm saying that the consequences are different.
Sure. Yeah.
And so you can, we're not saying you can't do it, but if you're a radio personality and you take sponsorship, right? If you're, who's the cracker? Who's the cracker with the cowboy hat that got fired? With the Rutgers shit.
Yeah.
With the hose and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. Nappy haired.
Yeah. He could do it. Obviously he could do it. Guess what? If enough people hear it and enough people are like, fuck that asshole. And then enough people write a letter, which is by the way, I will also acknowledge that that's a tiny number of people that actually needs to be used to scare a company into saying, I'm going to pull my advertising.
Yeah.
That's just the consequences of it.
I don't understand. Like, the political correctness of that makes me angry.
Why?
Because just don't fucking pay attention. Like, I don't listen to shit that I don't want to hear. And it's pretty simple to do that.
Right.
Like, if I don't want to hear that, I just don't listen. I don't pay attention to it.
Right.
Like, there's things that I'll listen to or hear or see or whatever that I get, like, oh, okay, that worked up some emotion in me.
Right.
But at the same time, okay, now I know that about that person or that show or that whatever.
Right. It'll all be viewed through that lens now. That's changed the lens.
But at the same time, like, if I call somebody a fag, that doesn't mean anything.
I think I think it means something about you, and I think it means something to them when they hear it, depending on the person. I think if you call, because it's not even really about you. It's about who you're using it against, in my mind.
Okay.
Right? And that is, if I'm a gay kid, and I get the shit beat out of me in high school, and when people were beating the shit out of me in high school, they were yelling faggot.
Yeah.
And then you call me a fag. That, I would imagine, brings back some of that shit. You know what I mean? And I'm not even saying, maybe you did it in the loving Boston way, which is a hilarious fucking thing to say, but maybe you did it in the, like, not like you suck dicks, you're just an asshole. Yeah. You're just a, you know,
I have a hard time with it because it, like, it just seems to me to be like, well, like the Louis C.K. aspect of, like, you're going to say something, either you're going to say something you don't mean, or you're going to say something that you mean this way, but aren't going to say it this way because it's politically incorrect. Just fucking say it. And then, like, I don't know.
I mean, to me, the reason that I will bite on retard and fag as at the same time that I will on the N-word is, notice that I'm so scared of the N-word.
Nigger.
I didn't say the F-word. I didn't say the R-word, right? That's an interesting little fucking thing I just noticed there. But the reason I'm willing to do my best not to use those, even though those words are way more worked into my lexicon than the N-word is, obviously, I can't even let it dribble out of my lips, is because I don't want to hurt anybody. Like, and if that hurts you, like, that's one word that I don't use. Fine. That's fine.
I guess.
If you're an asshole, you're still an asshole. And gay, straight, black, white, I can call you an asshole, and that's fine.
Yeah, I guess.
But I don't, and like, also on the retard thing, on the R word, somebody else talking about it, and they were saying, like, of course you wouldn't walk up to a retarded person and like, point and like, retard right in their face. Of course you wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
But imagine, like, you're just in conversation with your friend in the bank line, and the woman behind you has a handicapped kid and has heard that said hatefully to her kid. Honestly, and whether it's right or wrong, and whether she's overreacting or underreacting, I don't want to make anybody, like, if me just not saying that and doing my best not to say that makes one person's life a little more easy one day for just a minute, then fine. It's not that big a deal.
Isn't that a never ending cycle of shit you can't say though? Isn't that going to end up being like, well, I can't say that.
So we're all
can't,
mutes. Like, I'm confused on how far that goes.
Well, potentially pretty far. All blonde chicks are stupid, you know. All like, you know. I don't know. I don't know.
I'll go there with blondes too. Like, is there I don't think. I don't think of myself as the type of person who would say like she was being a total
I don't say
blonde.
Any of these stuff. Like, I don't.
No,
say
no,
any
no.
Of these
I know.
Things.
I know.
It's just. It's a situation where I'm scared that it like we're removing words that certainly have some meaning, but how much of that meaning is context based, where it's just like, fucking, don't worry about it, man. Don't worry about it. If you don't want to say it, fucking fine. Don't say it. If you want to say it, fine. Fucking say it. It doesn't matter. Like, and I understand the aspect of, well, this gay kid's got beat up and was called a fag a bunch of times or whatever. What are you gonna do, man? I don't know.
I don't think anybody's saying that we should outlaw these words. I don't think you can outlaw a word.
Yeah.
what we're saying is there's consequences to that. And really, the only consequences to that are if you're on, like, if you're in the public eye whatsoever. Yeah. Like, the example I gave about the bank line.
Yeah.
That woman never, like, says, hey, dick, like, fuck you.
Yeah.
You're an asshole. And
she cries,
like,
inside. So,
yeah. She, it just hurt her and she moved on with her fucking day.
Yeah.
And that's why, like, I don't understand the, like, we can't say these words, but if you choose to say these words, if you choose to make blonde jokes all the time, then blondes are probably gonna be like, fuck that dude. Like, no. That dude's an asshole. Whether or not you honestly, of course you get the nuance that there's blonde doctors and lawyers and scientists.
Yeah.
If you choose to harp on that and you choose to make that a thing that you want to defend and say, no, it's my right to make blonde jokes.
Yeah.
Then that's just gonna be it again. It's like what you were talking about listening to people. That just is gonna continue to color. And it won't affect you because you're not a hateful person.
Yeah.
You don't use any of these words, hatefully or non-hatefully.
Yeah.
But it will color how you're perceived in the world.
I think I'm scared of a 1984 style rewording of our language. Where things just are removed because that's not a good thing to say. And I don't know.
I'm so glad you brought that up because that brings it back to where this started with Huck Finn and Tom Sawyer, right? Yeah. Where I want those books in the classroom.
Yeah, sure.
What I want from those books is let's have a discussion about this.
Yeah.
I don't think, and that's like, honestly, that's the real shame of it, is that instead of taking this opportunity to read this brilliant book that teaches a lot of lessons and does it in a way that a kid can and wants to consume, at least fucking when I was a kid, it was a story that I
Here's
was
a crazy adventure
in.
That's pretty interesting to look in upon.
But to take that and say, like, hey, with all the awesome, like, river rapids and super fun painting of fences and shit, let's also talk about this for a minute. And that's the thing, because I am with you in that we shouldn't scrub history and we shouldn't scrub words. We should just know. We should know, like, because if you grow up and you never, and you don't get the backstory of the Q word or the F word or the R word or the N word, then you don't understand why it's a shitty thing to do. And I'm not for just saying, like, this is shitty, don't do it.
Yeah.
I'm for, this is shitty, here's why we shouldn't do it.
Yeah.
Here's what it makes people feel.
Yeah.
Here's what you look like when you do it.
Yeah.
Here's a list of people who did it 100 years ago when it was totally acceptable.
Yeah.
Here's why, like, and all the context around that. Cause I am totally with you in, we should not fucking scrub history or scrub words. I think that there's a lot of knowledge to be gained.
I want
to
change subjects a little bit on that. As far as I was thinking about this last night, we're sticking with 1984.
Right.
The Google Book scans. I read free books on Google Books where they don't get words right. Like, they'll miss-scan it. And then, like,
scan it, which is bullshit.
Yeah.
Like, how do you miss scan?
Well, some of the stuff is like, it's an S.
Caught in a fold or?
An S rather than an F.
Okay.
So it's pretty simple like that, but I don't know how quickly that changes. Like, there was a couple words where the first two letters were wrong, or the second letter didn't really belong. It was really an S that was an FL or a T. Like, just the way the scanner picked up whatever that letter was, picked up two or.
So you're not talking
said,
about a physical scan. You're talking about it being scanned and then turned into.
Correct. Yeah.
A PDF.
Correct.
Being read by the computer and turned into something.
Turned into normal, like, more legible font.
Right. Searchable font and stuff like that.
Yeah, but I thought.
Just images.
That was interesting in how, like. No, we'll just let that fly, dude, because we won't really know the difference.
Well, that totally scares me. It reminds me of one of my fears on ebooks, and one of the things that I realized was a benefit of a physical book. Like, hey, asshole, remember when you printed your first edition, and this is the crazy shit you said? Like, no, I didn't say that. Like, fuck you.
Yeah.
Bring it up on Google. Now, look, here, I got your first edition in print. Like, this thing doesn't change. And that is an interesting...
Like, nobody's going to go and compare that shit. I mean, somebody will go and compare it totally because people
are... But it's going to become more and more difficult to do, even.
Yeah. But how many books can I read through on there, Google Books, that I'll be like, no, I ain't know any different, you know? And here I'm reading something that's not at all what was being originally written or whatever. Right. Yikes.
Well, I do think that I do think... Because I'm trying to keep myself from that sort of fear-based view, right? That, like, everything's changing, we're slowly drifting into this 1984, sure. Which, to some extent, totally is yeah. reality.
Yeah.
And, to another extent, is my own paranoia.
Sure.
But instead of having that straight-out fear of it, I think the best we can do is to try to find ways to mitigate those issues that we're talking about, right? Like, try to find some, like, timestamp on that scan or on that, like, no, well, it obviously, you know, I've got an earlier version of that PDF
yeah.
that you released as your biography or whatever.
Yeah.
And Silky Smooth enters the house.
Silky Smooth. In the...
You just try to find checks and balances to that shit.
Yeah.
You just try to find... You see the new, this is going to be a problem, and you yeah. try to find a way to
whoa.
Handle it.
I don't know, like, we're never going to be not too lazy to handle it, though, right? Yeah.
Well, I mean,
we're just going to totally miss out, like, no, that changed completely, and nobody paid attention to it. And
if you're talking about us, meaning average dudes who carry Cokes around in their pockets and work jobs that aren't.
Yeah.
You know what
based
I mean?
Based on scanning text of books that right. you don't really
like,
care
I
about.
Right. Like, I do think that yeah. just like doctoring, that all that shit essentially gets bumped up to it's a different somebody else's gig, man. Yeah. And like, you can't, because just like you can't hope that someone, like, boy, like, I guess the first thing you should learn if you're going to be a human in America is internal medicine, because that's yeah. going to come up a bunch.
Yeah.
You just got to do what you do and hope that the people that do what they do. And petition them and try to support them and whatever.
Yeah.
And just hope that they do their best and try to urge them to do their best. And try to let your views be known when you see something that's crazy.
I wish 1984 was mandatory reading for everybody just to, here's a good warning, gang.
Pretty sure it like, was when I was in high school.
I think it.
Did you guys have to read that?
I don't remember. If I did,
Animal
I didn't,
Farm,
so.
Something.
I might have had.
Maybe
to
I'm thinking
Animal
of Animal Farm. Yeah,
and that was a little earlier when the
which
Red
is essentially
might
the same thing, just without the nasty detail of it. No, like the broad strokes are pretty much the same.
But it is a little too early when we read it. Like I didn't get the.
Yeah.
There was.
Yeah, it seems a lot more Charlotte's Web when yeah, at that age. Like, yeah.
Picture walking.
Oh, you're talking shit. Yeah. Oh, I thought, before we get off 1984, I thought of another reason that the oncoming 1984 life. So I've said uniforms.
Yep.
I'm sick of choosing my
North
clothes.
Face coat to you uniform fucking wearers. North Face coat's it. I hate to break it to you. Doesn't sound very good, but it's going to be it.
Well, I don't mind. They seem like fine. They seem fine, like fine coats.
I honestly don't care what the uniform is.
I only see it on.
As long as everybody's wearing it.
Oh, goodness yeah. sakes. Right. Fuck just, you guys, man.
Just as listen, it's not. I don't want to be herded. I just don't want to have to make that decision in the morning.
You don't have to. Just go buy 12 jockey shirts.
Didn't Albert Einstein do that? Where he like had like essentially the same rig that he just wore every day?
Yeah, if I was smart, I would have.
It's
that's why I've gone back to wearing my old
t-shirt.
Work uniform.
It's my uniform.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but apparently, this Slim Shady guy made that.
You were really quiet. Sorry.
There's a first for everything. I usually talk a lot.
Are you really on?
Yeah.
Okay.
I am. All right. Believe myself to be on.
Sorry for the interruption.
Also, my other 1984 thing is everybody gets a personal trainer. Wow. Remember that scene when he's like working out in front of the wall and doing his calisthenics and she's like, hey, Dick, pick it up. You're kind of slacking off. Personal trainers cost a lot of money, dude.
All right. So there's 350 million people in this country-ish, right? 175
right.
million of them are going to be personal trainers?
No, I think it's...
No, it's just that one lady.
Well, I think you probably got a bank of like, what, 25, 50 screens, and you're just sort of watching and like, hey, fatty, like, obviously I'm going to pay attention to all the fats. first. Yeah. I'm going to keep a super, I'm going to bunch them up into this corner of the screen.
Is 1984 Soma and...
No, that's Brave New World.
Oh, alright, damn it. Right. I don't think I've...
Which I've heard...
Read 1984.
I've heard Brave New World is... I've heard arguments that that's way closer to the dystopian future than 1984.
Damn it, there... did you hear dystopia prior to Hunger Games coming out?
Yeah.
Never heard that word prior to that movie.
Well, I've always been into those books where I've really liked dystopias.
They referred to it as. I thought it was a utopia novel.
It was it's anti-utopia.
Yeah, there you go.
Fuck Hunger Games, though. I heard that was a piece of shit.
I heard it was good.
Hurts very
I'm sure the movie's well made. I just heard the books were just
really. I've heard the books weren't that great, but they're good to read. Like they're like
well, like Harry. Yeah. I don't mean to disparage the name of Harry Potter, but like I'm reading. I just started reading the Dresden Files.
Nope.
It's essentially the same principle, and I would like to think that it was better in terms of the story than The Hunger Games, where, like, it's built to read. It's fucking, it's not going to necessarily challenge you.
Yeah.
It's not asking you to bring a bunch of prior intellect to the table.
Yeah.
We're just telling a fucking story here. It's got vampires in it. Deal. Yeah.
Hmm. I've heard about that, more or less, the scenario that you just chat out.
What? What scenario? I forgot what I just shout out.
It's vampires, right? But it's a little more.
Yeah, I mean, it's Twilight. That's the same thing.
Okay.
But I thought it was better. It is a dystopia. Isn't it Hunger Games / Twilight?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I think of them like as the same thing, but I don't think Twilight is Twilight a dystopia?
I don't fucking know.
No, I thought Dresden. Dresden Files? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Dresden Notes?
It's not really... Files? It's Dresden Files. Yeah, it's not really a dystopia.
Oh, isn't it? Okay.
No, it's just like Chicago, modern-day Chicago, but there's like this... in the underbelly of the city, like there's fucking trolls and fairies and shit. Nobody really knows about... Nobody believes in them, but they exist and blah, blah, blah.
Hmm.
I'm not... I wouldn't call it dystopian, though. I mean, werewolves tearing people to bits, so... Maybe my...
So it's not all bad.
So it's not all... It's pretty utopic that way. Yeah. My guns are unloaded.
So what's going on, guys?
Yeah.
I missed a big conversation about race.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's probably good.
I said nigger a bunch of times.
He really did, really? Dude.
Wow.
Yeah. You made the same face I made. And I would even, like, bait him into it. Like, you should say the N-word again. And then 15, 20 seconds later, he'd work his way. Like, he wouldn't just say it, but he would work his way back into it. But I thought it was a productive discussion. And I thought it was a discussion that wasn't hateful and that sort of let your fears be known and let yours, you know.
Yeah.
You're afraid that Negroes are going to take over the world? Is that what?
That wasn't the fear, no.
That wasn't. Oh, okay.
No.
Jews. Yeah.
Too late.
I wonder if there's something wrong with that. Sorry, folks. The microphone.
I thought I plugged it in all the
way. Should we do a test 1, 2, 3, 4? Can you hear me now?
Well, that's good, but you're really close.
I did learn something listening to the show. Moving the mic back and forth.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shows up bigger than shit. And it's like...
You should do it more.
Yeah. Well, I just wanted people listening to know what I was talking about. Because it annoys... You're like, what the fuck is that noise?
And it's not as much that as it is...
That.
It is that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Joel's, like, his little hangy down thing on the side...
Yeah.
Makes a fair amount of noise.
Oh.
Yeah. The sounds of... These the sounds the we're trying...
Hearing people. This one, not so bad.
No, that one's not so bad.
So we are identifying them, and we'll work to not.
Yeah, yeah.
Annoying as fuck.
Yeah, there's one that's like. It's really hard to.
I think that happens when you do that with your lips.
That's could be easy to avoid in the future.
Yeah.
This is the first hour.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay.
It's always the first hour. It's an hour-long show, dude.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Is it this week? Yeah, fantasy. It's this week.
I'm giving up that fantasy. Oh, I'm sorry. Am I interrupting a topic?
Or nope.
No. Something?
Nope.
Right. I have a few things to say to our followers.
Oh, boy.
Okay. I apologize deeply.
Oh, nice.
Deeply for the bonfire shows. I promise I will never get drunk again.
first on the show. Three, maybe? I think those were the really rough ones.
I think there were only three, dude.
So no, there's way more than that.
I was thinking apology was necessary for another reason for the bonfire shows. Like, you got drunk, don't get me wrong.
And it was horribly annoying.
I just thought the sound was awful just because of the, like, there was a lot of time spent away from the mics.
There was a lot of, yeah.
At least one episode, there was a lot of time spent away from the mics. So, but I think it might be fun to, like, it's just difficult because drunk is like Coke in that, like, I want to talk about what I want to talk about. Like, if drunk were a little quieter. Yeah.
I couldn't believe how much I was fucking talking. And with the world's worst voice. So that's the other thing.
Oh, I think you're being a little hard on yourself.
My voice gets very high. I'm very excited the entire fucking show. So I'm trying to even work on that. I'm just kind of trying to bring it down a little bit. Get a little more growth in there. And on a episode a few weeks ago prior to this one, I was pretty rough on Marc Maron. I have come
his
around.
Biggest fan now.
No,
really?
I haven't gone that
what
far,
was your beef with...
That one will be released in 3 weeks, I think.
Okay, I'll just stick around for it then.
I think that's going to be 146.
It's pretty much just that he's a horrible interviewer, which he is. There's no question about that. But it's not as bad as what I gave the impression of. And his talking in the beginning, it's gotten so much better. I think I'm on, like, you know, 260s now.
He's not as whiny and crabby about everything, yeah.
But there's been a few of them that were actually entertaining.
Well, sure, he gets a fucking TV show, and all of a sudden. Yeah. So there's no reason to be whiny and crabby anymore.
Is that what that IFC thing is? See, so it has nothing to do with, like, International Fighting Championship?
No, it's Independent Film Channel, right?
Okay.
I honestly...
International Fighting Championship.
Yeah.
All right. I was confused.
That's undoubtedly, like, I don't know what his show's going
to
be.
I would kill to see Marc Maron in a UFC ring.
Yeah. No, that sounds like an excellent show.
Who would he, like, who's the podcaster that he...
Fucking Tomcat. That dude? He might be a little young and spry.
No, I was thinking, like, who are we going to put him up against podcaster-wise?
That's what I'm saying.
Tomcat? Who the fuck's Tomcat?
Bobcat Gold? Paul F.
Oh, no, but he, like, is he the number two?
No, I don't know. Is that how we're going
to
do it?
I was thinking, like, wherever Maron is, if he's a three, I don't want to, you know what I mean? Like,
Hardwick?
That's who I was thinking.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Yeah.
You're saying quality of podcast?
Although, really.
Or popularity.
Popularity, I think.
Really, like, Hardwick, Aukerman, Corolla's got a network now, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Those guys need to be in a separate ring. They need to be in a separate league of podcasting fight guys because they're not just an independent dude.
You mean like the Corolla crew versus Nerdist?
No, I just mean that as Corolla, he now presides over the Corolla set of podcasts.
So he's
as
the
Hardwick,
UFC, and then Hardwick is the whatever the other one is, the mixed martial arts MMA shit. Like
No, I just mean that I think they're different from guys like us in this room, that we would be in the same, caliber.
Every one of us could kick all of their asses, I'm sure of it.
We would be in the same division, let's say, as Maron. Not in the same ranking, but just because he's
only
a dude who does it out of his garage.
Yeah, okay.
He doesn't have a whole...
Okay.
That's
he
just
has no studio, so...
Well, and he doesn't have, like, a bunch of other shows under his brand. Right. You know what I mean? Those are the only dudes who have gone out. Earwolf,
right.
Nerdist,
right.
Corolla, and there might be others that I'm not thinking
sure there
of.
Is, yeah.
Yeah.
Twit.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Podcasts.
Put that exercise popping dude in there.
He doesn't sit on anymore. At least
sure
not on Twit, he doesn't.
One smart bust on the fucking tailbone. That'll smart you for a while.
Do you guys want to say goodbye? Thanks for listening. You can find us at Snort Coffee on Twitter or at the.com.
I want to thank the listeners for listening and not Matt.
Not the.com.
Probably a third of the listeners.
We've got half of the listeners in the room right now.
Do you... oh, fuck. Do you guys remember the phone number?
You know
937.
Check. It's 501 Blues.
501 Blues.
Oh.
Bobby hit Zippy hit the nail on the head with Levi's 501s. So, that's the same shit, right?
It's Levi 551 Blues?
No, 501.
Oh, really?
And the number's 501?
Yeah.
That's our phone number?
And if you spell out Blue?
No, no, it's not 501 Blue. It'd be sweet. Yeah.
That would have been awesome.
Yeah, I was like, wow. You could probably sell that, dude. So we aren't button fly jeans. Anybody else have button fly jeans back in the day?
Yeah, man.
I have button fly jeans now.
Terrible.
That's my fancy pair of jeans.
A long time ago. Have we talked about button flies before? No?
Maybe.
Okay. I was a big fan back in the day. I didn't even know if they still had them.
They still have them.
Don't forget that, because it makes me laugh.
Snort podcast?
Yeah. Thanks for listening. Tell some people, man. Like, we've been putting on a weird but pretty good show lately. Over the past.
And I think we've got, like, sound issues are in the ballpark of, like, we understand. We're not bad,
yeah. I mean, there's certainly times when we go off mic and are doing other things, but.
And off, like, site. I think we learned some lessons there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, the,
Boston Stroker.
Those are the ones. Those were a little rough on the
quality.
Yeah.
Did you have a mixer and mics? Like,
not that. Oh, fuck.
Yeah, that mixer was in use prior to that.
Was it? Okay.
But I didn't know if you used it or maybe.
Yeah,
I didn't know
no, we totally to used it.
Equipment. Yeah, you had all the gear.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Tell your friends' moms. Yeah. They'll love it.
Remember, not your mom's.
No, don't tell your mom.
She'll think you're one fucked up kid.
Yeah. Or my mom. Don't let my mom know.
Really?
I already told her.
God damn it. I don't think she can find it. I think it's cool. I don't think she can find.
Okay.
I think that's going to be the big hump with telling your friends' moms is also give like printing out directions to one, here's what a podcast is.
Yeah.
Two, here's the steps you go through if they're finding a podcast.
But clicking the button is pretty hard.
Well,
like clicking the link that says this is the show.
I don't know. Do you right click or do you left click? I get so confused.
Telling somebody about the show this evening, and their problem was is that it's available legally, and they only know how to download illegal stuff. So I'm gonna try to walk them through it. And I was thinking,
Jesus Christ,
charging for it.
Okay,
made it really easy to illegally download.
All right,
maybe we.
Okay, well, tell them we charge an announcement
at the beginning of every show. Yeah, like, hey, if you're listening to this, dick.
Yeah.
You owe us 50 cents.
Okay.
All right.
I like that. I actually like that. Because there is something tempting for like that forbidden fruit thing.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. It might be the best thing we have going for us. Assuming we had that going for us.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
See you, people.
I don't like the... I like the aspect of downloading it illegally, but I don't like the aspect of saying you owe us money.
Well, money that we know, like, can't we wink, wink, and say, like, obviously you're not, what are you going to keep tabs and send us a fucking check? Of course not. There's not even a way that you could, like, is there a way that anybody could send you money? I mean, without working really fucking hard.
You can send money to
an email. You could send it to an email, certainly. Maybe. I think so.
Nice. I'm going to try that. Just start sending like 3 cents to people's email.
No, I can. Yeah, you can totally send an email.
Like through PayPal?
Yeah. There's something through a lot of different banks called Pop Money. That's how I pay my car payment to my stepmom.
Pop Money?
It's called Pop Money, and I can text it to her, basically. Like, all I got to have is her cell phone number.
P-O-P?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
You can look that up online?
Yeah.
Pop Money.
Yep.
Interesting.
Yep. It's pretty handy. I think they scam you because I think it takes 3 days for it to process, so they borrow that money for that amount of time. Ooh, I assume
that's pretty light scam.
Yeah, I'm assuming. Yeah, that's really? They're making a couple points of exactly. Time. Yeah,
it's genius.
Yeah, it's pretty slick.
Fucking genius.
Yeah,
and I don't even have that big of a like an issue with it, right?
Yeah.
Like,
no, yeah, exactly.
That seems
they don't charge me any of that money,
right.
So
yeah.
It's a free service to me.
Make
it takes
money.
A little bit longer than
fine.
If I were to hand her $250,
that's
but
the most beautiful business plan I've
it's pretty slick. Yeah.
It's a victimless crime.
Yep.
Indeed.
Yeah. I have put
we're
a lot of...
We're smoking again between shows, right?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Because I haven't smoked cigarettes since before my class. Oh, no, that's not true. During class.
I've been putting a bunch of... I've been keeping Little Ways to Be an Asshole at the beginning or end of shows just because it's an easy, short thing to throw in there. And I don't know if it's a good idea because it's kind of hard to tie that into the next show.
Oh, I see what you mean. You.
Yeah, because I don't want to ruin the first part of Little Ways Being an Asshole if you don't hear what it is. Mm-hmm. But then in next week, I don't want to have to necessarily go back and start all the way at the beginning of that either, you know? So I'm trying to, have we done always be in people's blind spots?
I believe we have.
Have we?
I think so too, yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
I love that one. It makes me laugh.
To replace it.
Do you really? Okay.
Yeah, sweet. It's a pretty stupid one, but it's poignant. Don't use your fucking turn signal. Ever.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I like it.
Ah, people.
Hey, do you? I forgot. Do you drive a semi truck for a living?
I forgot for just a second that it was a little way of being an asshole, and I'm like, "Well, I don't get it." Well, oh, now I get it because it's yeah, never
pain in the ass.
Never, ever use your turn signal.
Yeah. Whoa!
Just change lanes whenever you fucking feel.
What about this as an amendment to it? Because this is something that I've never used your turn signal ever, unless you're in a parking lot.
I like it. I like it.
Because that's. It's never like, it's not really an asshole, but it's just like, what the fuck is this guy like? Yeah, I know. Like, it's an open spot, dude. You're turning into, I get it.
What about never use your turn signal except ever. For ever, except for to go the opposite way of what you're really doing?
I see that.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gotcha, bitch.
Yeah, but if people
crossing lanes and shit, like, I'm going to flick on the right turn signal and go to the left turn lane. Like, oh no, I'm supposed
to. That's true, though. That could catch on to the extent.
And you might as well be using a turn signal then.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, keep the mystery alive.
Maybe we just keep it simple. Never use a turn signal ever.
Ever.
How about disconnecting people's turn signal thingies? Like, just walking up through a parking lot and, like, clipping wires. Do what?
Pretty sure most of them.
Is that how it's working out?
Yeah.
Huh.
You're on it.
I like it.
Yeah, I was doing pre-pro on that. All over town, I've been disconnecting people's.
I had another car-related one. That was just today, and I forget what it was. People mid-intersection, light, like in a turn lane, light starts changing. Honk at them as soon as it goes yellow and they should be out of the way. Like, probably as soon as it goes green, like you have the way to, like, the, it's your turn.
Oh, just slam into them.
All right.
That's a big way to be an asshole. I think just the honking.
But you're like, I had the green light.
Yep. Yeah.
You know, it's not my job to avoid this accident.
Legally, I was in the right.
You were illegally in the middle of the intersection.
Totally ran a busy, busy ass red light today on my scooter, nonetheless.
Nice.
Yeah. It was Woodman and Burkhart. Like, it was changing yellow as I was approaching it, but I wasn't paying enough attention to notice it was paying attention to slam on the brakes real quick. Wow. And I looked up and, like, white line. Was still 10, 15 feet ahead of me.
And it's already
look
red.
Up red. I was like, oh, fuck.
Oh, just boy.
Scream through it. Sweet.
Red light cam?
No.
Okay. Oh, no, I got another.
There's cameras on there, but they're not hooked to that.
Okay. I got another good car-related little way to be an asshole. They're just coming in flurries now.
Oh, yeah.
Don't pull into the intersection. If you're turning left and it's green. Don't. Just wait behind the line.
Yeah.
And if you don't make it, you don't make it.
How about not even pulling up to the line?
Fuck you, dude. That's a little way to be an asshole.
What'd you say?
I totally do that.
Why?
Asshole.
It's illegal.
It's not illegal.
No, it's not.
You're
not
to pull out there.
Just slam into me on the other side. There's a listener to our show.
Not before this show airs. You've got a couple months before you can...
I say don't even get close to the white line. Like, stay way back. So and like two or three car ways, you're not going to trip the thing. Yeah.
Yeah, great.
Yep.
Avoid those pressure sensors.
Heard they're not pressure sensors. They're...
metal detectors?
Electromagnet shits.
Really?
Like, it reads the metal in your car that flips a little thingy in there. Hmm. My scooter will not set one off.
Well, not enough metal?
Ways. Well, yeah, it's... Yeah, basically, like... No, not quite.
Mostly a plastic chain.
Supposedly, people put magnets on the bottom of their scooter, or like they'll put one on the bottom of their shoe, and you can kind of step on the thing and activate it.
Interesting. Huh.
Yeah. So when you're doing it, you don't want to be centered over the thing. You want to be kind of off-centered, even in your car.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I found that.
I've seen like
found
a big
was weird.
Square cut out.
Yeah, it's just a line underneath it. It's not, there's nothing pressure-y underneath it at all. It's just a line that is waiting for something to break its seal, basically.
All right, little way to be an asshole. Dump bags of magnets out for every light.
That's a good one.
I don't know if that's going to have anything to do with the lights at all, but it's hilarious. Just people driving through the intersection here. Clunk, 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 clunk. From all these maggots getting picked up by their car. Sweet. Pausing. Pausing. Yeah, they're not so good. We'll see. I closed it with pausing.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I'll deal with that one. That'll be better.
Beautiful.